This is program number LW2290. Well, Charlie walked out of his house toward his car one morning. He had a Bible tucked under his arm. "Hi, this is Larry West." "Where are you going?" asked Archie, Charlie's next-door neighbor. "Well," said Charlie, "I've been hearing so much about Miami. You know," he said, "the girls, the shows, the races, the parties. You can get anything you want down there. So," he said, "I'm going down to try it out." "Well," asked Charlie, "what's the idea of the Bible then?" "Oh, well," said Charlie, "if it's as good as they say, I might stay over Sunday." You know, too many live by the rule, don't let your religion interfere with your life. I know it's old news now, but I'm still astonished. Vice presidential candidate Mrs. Ferraro was in conflict with her bishop. During the 1984 election campaign, she was confronted by those in her church who did not believe that one should murder unborn innocent babies. In Indianapolis, she maintained that she had never misrepresented her church's position on abortion, in spite of what New York's Bishop John J. O'Connor had claimed. You see, she stood for it, while her church staunchly stood against it. Defending herself, she said, "When bishops speak out, they are doing their duty as church officials. When I speak out, I'm doing my duty as a public official. And my foremost duty as a public official is to uphold the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees freedom of religion. I cannot fulfill that duty if I seek to impose my religion on other American citizens." Now, on the surface, it seems she has a fair argument. As a servant of the state, she votes for federally financed abortions. But as a servant of her church, she is opposed to abortion. In her conflict between church and state, though, it's obvious that for her, the state has precedence over her church. Think about this. She said that she does not want to impose her religion on others because it is contrary to our Constitution. But pressing for federally financed abortions, she is imposing on all citizens the duty through taxes to pay for federally funded abortions, even though it is contrary to people's religion. So running away from the charging bull, she finds herself turning around and running square into it. My point is this, though. For too many of us, it's the rule. Don't let your religion interfere with your life. Now, I haven't picked out an individual to pick on. I'm just trying to make a point. It's a challenge that all of us face, that we do have. Those of us, at least, should I say, who have a religion, it's a challenge we face. Listen, a person who doesn't allow his religion to control the way he acts is really a person who has no such religion. It's a farce. He's a phony. It's hypocrisy to the core. Listen, when God says, "Come unto me," he's not saying that just to give us a religion badge for us to wear on our lapel. When he bids us to come, he's saying, "If you want any part of me, you've got to let me take full control. Control of your thinking, of your doings, where you go, who you go with, what you do when you get there. You are to surrender your life to me. My moral stands are to be your convictions. My truth is to be your whole message. My objectives are to be your first concern. And there's no room for phonies, no excuse for talking out both sides of your mouth, no hypocrisy to go on unchecked. You've got to be real. What you believe determines what you say, where you stand, what you do, what you don't do. If you're going to be mine," God insists, "it's got to be the total follow-through." He says, "You can't serve two masters. You must obey God rather than men. The state cannot have precedence over me. If you're not with me 100%, you're automatically against me." In other words, there's more to Christianity than just, well, than just being religious. You have to let it control your total life. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called "What Controls Your Life." Now let's be real. There is something that controls each of our lives. We can't go on uncontrolled. For every one of us, something controls our lives. What controls yours? That's the title of the pamphlet I want to send to you. What Controls Your Life? It's free. Write me for it and care this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.